I'm Judy. I am a compulsive overeater. And holy moly, there's 65 people here. I'm feeling intimidated, which is ego. And I know that. Oh, great. Now there's something that says this meeting is being recorded. Great. I feel much better now. I couldn't stand up because I have a cat on my lap, which is a wonderful thing. That has helped me get through the last 10 months a lot, I have to tell you. Okay. Let me start. My name is Judy and I am a compulsive overeater. And I'm very, thank you. It's so nice to see. I have friends here and I have people that I don't know. So I'm gonna share a little bit about my story. Before I do that though, I looked at the four today, this morning, and at the end of it for January 1st, it says for today, instead of resolutions, promises, and vows, I mark this day as I do all others by surrendering my will and my life to God. I give up trying to handle my food and my weight. I'm so grateful to Overeaters Anonymous. I can't even imagine trying to have gotten through 2020 without this program and the people in this program. Okay, so my story. Some of you know this, so feel free to get a cup of coffee or, you know, whatever. But for those of you who don't know me, I have been a compulsive overeater since birth. My father tells stories about, or he told stories about how when I was little, everything went into my mouth. Razor blades, electric sockets. I mean, you know, I've always been this very oral person. And I've always wanted more. I've wanted more food, always. I've always wanted more everything, more love, more joy, you know, anyway. So my mother had me on diets from the time I was about 13. And I mean, I remember I did, you know, as a teenager, I mean, I was at a doctor getting shots and eating 500 calories a day. Well, you don't need a shot. If you eat 500 calories a day, you're gonna lose some weight. But I always gained weight back, always. So I went through my life. Food was always, I never say food was my drug of choice. Food was my drug of no choice. I had no choice about it. And I went through my life pretty successfully. I had careers, I had friends. I've always been very fortunate in that area, but I had this terrible secret about what I did with food. And I always thought I was a bad person. And what I, excuse me, what I've learned in Overeaters Anonymous is I'm not a bad person trying to become good. I'm a person with a disease trying to get well. And Overeaters Anonymous helps me with that. So I was always on a diet. And when I went, I was, I guess I was around 30, 28, I don't know. I was living back east. I was living in New Jersey at the time. And I went to a meeting and it wasn't, someone suggested Overeaters Anonymous. So I went to this meeting and it wasn't even in a church. It was in a school, but they said a prayer. They said, what's your name? I said, my name is Judy. They said, hi, Judy. I felt like it was the invasion of the body snatchers. I mean, really, it scared me. And I left and I went to a pay and weigh and I white knuckled my way down 30 pounds. And I thought that the problem was that I was living back east. Not that I have anything against the East Coast, but I grew up in the West and I missed being in the West. So I got a great job in San Francisco. And I couldn't have gotten any farther west. And within 3 months, I had gained back all the weight that I had lost. And I was over 200 pounds. And I had a cousin who I thought lost all his weight in Weight Watchers. And he said, no, he went to Overeaters Anonymous. And he said that he started meetings in Israel. And I didn't have to worry about the Lord's Prayer. It was an old Jewish prayer. They just borrowed it. And I don't know if that was true or not, but I went to a meeting the very next night, and that was February 18th of 1981. And I've never stopped going. So that means in February, I'll have 40 years. Excuse me?
Judy, you have 10 minutes left.
10 minutes. Oh my goodness. Okay. Thank you. I don't know if I can fill. Oh, I can fill 10 minutes. I'm sure. I'm a talker. Anyway. I'm so sorry this is being recorded. I feel like I'm all over the place. Oh, well, anyway, every day I have to say, God, relieve me of the bondage of self. And so I'm going to say that right now. Please, God, relieve me of the bondage of self. I also say, relieve me of the bondage of comparison, because if I compare, I'm going to come up short. And that's kind of the nature of comparison to me. And I also say, relieve me of the bondage of judgment towards myself and others. And then I say, relieve me of the bondage of fear. And it helps me so much. Anyway, so I went to that meeting, President's Day, 1981, and I grabbed the first person who said they were a sponsor. You know, so much for, you know, find somebody who has what you want. I grabbed her and I started calling my food into her the very next day. And she asked me what I binged on, and I told her, and she said, it sounds like you have a problem with sugar and flour. So I started following a food plan that eliminated those things. And I've been very, very fortunate I haven't picked up my binge foods in many, many years. I started working the steps. I had the gift of desperation, G-O-D. So desperate really helps. It really helped me a lot. So that cousin that got me into Overeaters Anonymous, he was my first step sponsor. And when I got to the fourth step, I was completely flummoxed. I didn't understand I never understood that I had a part in anything. And he said, so take the seven deadly sins and list your experience with each one. And that's what I did. And that was all I could do at the time. That was the best I could do at the time. So, it was okay, because that was the best I could do at the time. So I knew, like, my eyes are brown, and I knew, like, my eyes were brown, that there was no way I was going to be able to keep weight off, even if I lost it. And you know what? I was wrong. And there were so many things that I've learned I was wrong about. And things in my brain and my heart started to change. I was never a grateful person. I was always a person who was aware of what I didn't have in my life. And that's changed. And now I'm an extraordinarily grateful person. And every day I write things that I'm grateful about. And that's a real difference. That happened because of Overeaters Anonymous. So I said I never went back to a lot of those foods that I had binged on, but I started slipping and sliding with the food that I was eating. And it went on time to time. And in 1984, I was in Europe for a while. And I found myself, I had to get off one of those cool double-decker red buses because I had to get something to eat. A day or so later, I went to a theater. And you know, London has, what, hundreds of theaters? In the intermission, I ran into a woman who was in Overeaters Anonymous in San Francisco that I knew from my very, very first meeting. And what are the chances, you know? It was a miracle. And we started hanging out, and we went to some meetings, and that's when I began my current abstinence. So that was August 18th of 1984. And I'm extraordinarily fortunate. I'm so lucky. So much has changed inside of me. I've had changes of attitudes, which is promised in the 12th step, you know, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps. One of the things that I did yesterday is I took my big book and I thought, all right, I'm just going to open the big book and see what happens. So I opened to three different places. And in every single place, it talked about having to help others. And then
you have 5 minutes.
Thank you. Okay. that what worked, like one of the things it said was, your job now is to be at the place where you may be of maximum helpfulness to others. So never hesitate to go anywhere if you can be helpful. You should not hesitate to visit the most sordid spot on earth on such an errand. Now, I've been very fortunate. I've not had to go to the most sordid spots on earth to be of service to others. But I'm so lucky that I have had the opportunity in this program to do that. So one of the things that I wanted to say was that I've had a lot of sponsors over the years, and sometimes it worked out really well, and sometimes not. I had one sponsor, I remember, she fired me because she said I was too needy. And one of the things that I've had to follow a plan of eating, because I have to stay away from foods that I feel I have a physical allergy to certain food substances and a dependence, an emotional dependency on eating. Every time I eat, I want to keep eating. And the thing is, the physical allergy, the physical part of this disease, I can't stop once I start. If I start eating the foods I'm allergic to. But then there's a mental obsession that says I can't stop from starting. So I need a higher power who can help me every time that obsession starts to take place. And an obsession, I looked it up, an obsession is an idea which takes control over all other ideas. And I was obsessed with food. So anyway, there's so much in Overeaters Anonymous that I love. I love the promises, you know, that come in the big book. I remember very early on in my San Francisco days living, I was sitting at my dining room table and I was crying and someone was reading the promises to me. I heard a speaker recently who talked about, I wrote this down. He said he was happy, joyous, and free, and happy meant freedom from fear. And joyous meant living in gratitude, and free meant free from the obsession. And that has been my experience as long as I work the steps and stay in touch with other compulsive overeaters who are wonderful friends and sponsors and sponsees. And I try to use all the tools. I've been going to so many meetings. Thank God for Zoom and the technological gods who invented it. It's not the same as being with you people in person. You're all the size of a postage stamp now, but I know you and I know that you understand me, and I see people nodding when I say things, and it makes all the difference. I mean, I live alone, and I've been alone basically for 10 months, except for my two cats who are lifesavers. But, I can't imagine what the last 10 months would have been like without you guys. And I just can't thank you. I can't thank you enough. My life did not go the way that I thought it would, in some ways the way I hoped it would, but I have a great life, and I owe that to Overeaters Anonymous. I can't thank you enough. So I'm going to close with that.